Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com or emilymorse.com if you're at your office. And sometimes they don't let you go to sexwithemily.com. You know how it is. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening to the show and for being here. And our Friends with Benefits members, happy, happy new year. We can still say happy new year, right? On the 4th and
yeah.
The 5th. I mean, it's cool. It's like a new exciting time. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the first date experience. What happens on the first date? What you should talk about? What you shouldn't talk about? What you should do? I appreciate everyone for answering our survey. We have a 10-question survey. Super easy. Take you 2 seconds. Go to my Facebook page, Sex with Emily, and the survey link is there. And it just helps us. We want to know in the new year, what topics do you want to hear more about? What do you like? What don't you like about the show? We would so appreciate your feedback. It'll take you 3 minutes to answer. Maybe 2. I don't know.
Oh, no. That's way too long.
3 minutes. Whatever. You can do it. And so a lot of people talked about dating. They want more dating, first dates, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to do that today. And also, I'm giving away a few copies of my new book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And I want to know why you think you need a copy of this book. Why do you think this book will help you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com and we'll be picking out some winners next week. And so we've got that. I'm here with Menace, per usual. What's going on?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Actually, remind me, I'm going to send you something for the show tomorrow. It's 8 things that guys do with their body language that turns women off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It turns women off?
Yeah. So like 8 things
that you
shouldn't
do. What's one of them?
Honestly, I haven't. I just came up with a list. I didn't get a chance to go over.
Let me see if I can think of anything. Guys who scratch their balls too much.
Really? Guys really do that? No,
yeah, they
don't.
They do.
When they're on a date with you.
No, I don't know.
They don't do.
There's body language stuff that they do that's bad. I'm trying to think.
Like, I mean, sometimes you don't know what to do with your hands. You're like, oh.
There's a lot of like nervous guy put their hands in their pockets in a weird way and bad posture. You should always stand up straight. Mm-hmm. I try to do that. Just now I was slouching. You got to go like this. Stand up straight. Be confident. Yeah. Walk into a room. Don't look down. Look up. Make eye contact.
Yeah, too. But the only thing is like when they're talking, I'm making too much eye contact. You know, like when they talk for a really long time and all I'm doing is staring at them, I feel weirded out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It can be a little creepy. It's eye contact is a whole art.
Yeah.
Because you do it to sometimes like I'm not looking at you, but I got to be like, oh, yeah, look away. But then there's those guys you go out with who never make eye contact. Or people in life who don't make eye contact is so frustrating and annoying, and it's a sign of insecurity.
I don't like making eye contact.
Oh, that's your problem. You need to make eye contact.
I'm not insecure about it. It's
you make
like,
eye contact?
Yeah.
But you evade
like
it, too.
Yeah. I'd rather, like, not look at you.
You just looked away when you said that. You don't want to look at me when you talk? That's so nice. I look at you the whole friggin' show.
I know.
I stare at you.
Yeah.
Don't I?
Yeah.
Does it freak you out?
Yeah, see, now I don't know
what to do. I'm looking at you the whole time.
And now I'm touching my face.
Yeah, don't do that. That's one of the things not to do. Don't touch your face so much. I want to read your article. You should tell me.
I can't do anything.
I know.
I have to stand here like a freaking mannequin. It's not good.
I get to stare into your beautiful eyes.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And we've also got a poll on the site. We'll be reading the results, I think, tomorrow. What do you want to accomplish in the bedroom in 2012? Would you like a threesome? Would you like to try a new sex toy? Would you like to get tied up? Maybe a whip, too. Would you like to try mutual masturbation or other? Let us know. Feedback at sexwithemily.com.
I'm going foursome.
Dude, you've never even had a threesome. Start
know,
with that.
F it, dude.
F it. Just bring it. It's a new year. 2012.
It's all on.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think what I'd like to try. I've tried
only
all these
girls,
things.
Only three other girls.
Oh, yeah. So good no luck to that. Maybe you can go to a brothel or something down the street.
No.
How are you going to find them? I know you've got a lot of babes that...
There's girls that come to my house
They want the menace.
They want a piece.
They want a piece of it. We've been talking a lot today in the office about Valentine's Day because it's coming up.
Oh, my favorite.
I know. So we are going to be doing some fun stuff for Valentine's Day coming up. So just everyone stay tuned. We're going to be giving you good tips. We're going to be doing a lot of giveaways, mm-hmm. some massive packages for people, gift baskets of really cool shit.
That's cool. Stuff. Yeah. And I'm not being sarcastic about Valentine's Day because I know guys dread it. But the only thing is my mom was a florist my entire life.
Right.
So it's like one of the biggest – it's like Christmas.
Right.
Like one of the biggest
things.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Year. So she would like totally hook me up. Like I was the biggest pimp in high school when I was like a freshman.
Yeah.
Because she just gave me like bags and bags of like single roses and I would just give them out to all the chicks.
Did you?
They all loved me. Yeah.
That's so sweet. Would
really
you write
cool.
little notes and stuff or you just hand it to them?
I was like, nah, here, ho. There you go. Have a good day.
Because we had this thing in high school where you could buy a rose for a dollar and then you could write a note and send it.
Oh,
it was like a fundraising thing. Did they do that in your school?
No, it was like really – it was like cards. Like you just – like
you got the little cards.
The cards. So
yeah.
There was no like flowers attached. So
right.
It was a big deal that I brought flowers.
Oh, that's so
and,
sweet.
One year I took
You don't
a girlfriend.
Bring me flowers anymore?
No.
No. Anymore? You know that song?
Yeah, you don't.
Okay.
Yeah. But one time I did take a girlfriend to New York for Valentine's Day.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was
it's
cool.
a really nice thing. I mean, I'm not a huge like, oh, we got to go all out and go to dinner and do the traditional things for Valentine's Day because I think it's kind of cliche. No.
Ugh.
I'm not into that. But I even think if you're single on Valentine's Day, you should do something for yourself. Do something that makes you feel good.
There's a ton of horny chicks out there that just want to get down to Pound Town on Valentine's Day because they're lonely.
They want to get down to Pound Town. That's hilarious.
You know?
No, but I mean, even if you're alone and you don't want to get down to Pound Town, you might still want to just like buy yourself a new sex toy. Do something that makes you feel good about yourself. It's all about your self-love. Love yourself. Mutual masturbate, mm-hmm. which is sex with someone you love. So that's what we'll be talking about this month. We've got a lot of fun shows coming up and it's very exciting. So if you are looking to buy anything now, we recommend that you go to Jimmy Jane because we love their toys. We did a whole toy show yesterday. Manus, we missed you. You would have loved it. There was toys everywhere.
Wow.
And if you could put
sure
an Emily
– here at Stitcher appreciate it.
I know. Emily 25 at checkout and you get $25 off purchases of over $100. So you got to check that out. And then – I'm trying to think what else. That's all. What else with you?
What else is with me? Just getting back into the groove
the swing.
Of work.
I know it's kind of an intense week, right? Because everyone's like been like, "Oh, we'll do it within the new year. We'll do it within the new year." And now it's the friggin' new year, and you got a lot of
but it
got
still
a lot
seems
of stuff to
like
do.
People are taking time off. Like I have other radio DJ friends, like they don't even get back on the air till next week.
Really?
So it's like kind of frustrating because I'm like, dude, I need to start working.
I know,
ready,
and
you know?
Didn't even barely you barely got a break.
Yeah, and I like handle a lot of online. For the company I work for, and no one's back. So there's like no stories going on, no like sex scandals or like anything in like pop culture that's like gonna drive like internet traffic.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm struggling, man.
So there's
I'm
nothing like, even going on in the world right now, you mean?
Nothing like too crazy.
Yeah, I've got some sex in the news coming up. Nothing great.
Nothing
even that new and exciting. We couldn't find that much, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Katy Perry, Russell Brand breaking up.
Whatever. Who doesn't break
everyone
up?
Everyone saw that coming. But yeah, nothing like too extreme is going on.
I know, it's a bummer. We gotta shake things
up.
Because everyone's like new year, they're new healthy, they're not doing anything stupid.
Well, luckily, like all the reality shows are coming back, so that's
when
good.
Do they all start again?
They just started like this week.
Do they all start at the same week?
No, like slowly.
Right.
Okay. I watched Brad World.
Oh, what'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can tell, like, because he's been in a relationship for 10 years.
Right.
And
he's the Rachel Zoe protege who got his own spinoff.
Yeah, he has his own spinoff, and now he, you know, styles for, you know, other,
right,
like, famous people.
Celebs.
And, yeah, he's been in a relationship for 10 years, and it's kind of funny watching their relationship.
It's a good dynamic. So it's more, yeah, about that than it is about him styling.
No. It's both.
Okay.
It's about, because his significant other is a writer.
Right.
And so he has a totally different lifestyle than him.
Right.
Because he's all about fashion and being in the fashion world, and he's just like, you know, a sitcom writer. And
right.
He just kind of.
I want to check it out. I DVR'd it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, isn't that good? Because I learned how to work it.
Nice.
So that's really good. Yeah, my TV. I actually come home now and turn the TV on.
Yeah.
My whole life has changed.
Oh, so I had lunch yesterday with three women. And
you should have them have the foursome with you.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. They're all over 40. And one of them had the same ideals as you about, I don't think you can be with one person for your entire life. And I believe that, you know, not one person is just meant for somebody,
right,
and all this stuff. And
I
I'm
love
like,
her.
Oh, my God.
She's my new BFF.
I swear you guys were separated at birth because you live in the same area, everything.
Do I know her? Does she know me?
I don't know if you know her.
Okay. We'll
talk
totally about
have
it offline.
Her on the show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you would love her because she totally agreed with everything you said.
It's not that I don't think that finding one person for the rest of your life is a good thing for a lot of people. But for me, I'm not sure. I might find someone for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. But mm-hmm. You don't know that anyone is there for the rest of your life. And to say till death do us part is BS. I think you should just strip that from your wedding ceremony.
And she asked me how I felt. And I said, well, I'd rather give the traditional route a try first before I start thinking about.
Yeah, and I should give it a try if I find someone. I mean, I've been dating. So I've been dating this guy, and he's got a birthday tomorrow. And
really?
It just was Christmas. So now I'm like, got to get him a birthday present. I don't know what the hell. I hate it. I hate buying people gifts. I love.
Because you're cheap.
No. That came out so wrong. I love buying people gifts. In fact, it makes me, I'd rather get give than receive, truly, mm-hmm. truly. But when it's like a guy, like it's hard because harder for dudes.
I'm not cheap either.
No, I know. I'm not cheap. I just don't know what to get him. I'm like, there's like so many, I was thinking clothes, but like that's such a personal thing.
That effing sucks too because it's right next to Christmas and then.
Exactly. I just got him a Christmas present
Christmas,
for Christ's sake.
And then New Year's and then somebody that, because it's funny because I have three friends that had birthdays right after New Year's. I'm like, Jesus, man. Like,
I know. I'm tapped out.
Yeah.
I know.
I've gone places. I got to think about me.
Exactly. Enough about you. Exactly. Totally.
I know it's your birthday, but Jesus H, can you just recognize that it was just Christmas?
What's the best? Have you ever gotten like a really good present from someone, girlfriend?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Oh, I got like a ton of stuff one year. Like PlayStation, iPhone, and
oh, my
like,
God. Why'd you dump her?
I don't know. I shouldn't.
I want some. If someone bought me an iPhone and PlayStation, we'd still be together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
I'm easy.
She was really cool. We're still friends. It's just.
You still bone from time to time?
No, we don't bone. She has a new boyfriend now.
Oh, okay.
But,
that's me who bones
just,
all my exes.
Yeah.
Right.
She wanted to, like, go out and party all the time. I just couldn't.
Right.
Down
that's hard. The older you get, you're like, are you still partying every night? That's not interesting.
Yeah.
Right,
you don't want to be the old guy in the club.
You never want to be. That's so funny. My ex from LA, the used car salesman that you talk about.
Yeah,
he's not really a used car salesman, but apparently he looks like one.
He does.
He's always like, I don't want to be that guy. I'm like, dude, you are that guy. In fact, you are so that guy that I'm frightened for you. He lives in West Hollywood. He's always at the clubs. I'm like, you're the old guy. You're the old guy in the club for sure. You're the creep. So
if you're past 30, you can't be in a club.
You can't be in a club.
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm like, you are old, and he's like graying, and I'm like, it's not pretty. And he's like picking up on 22-year-olds. And it's not a good
thing. Even in Vegas, you look like the old guy.
Yeah, you
the
look
club.
Like the old guy in Vegas, totally. I don't know if we should go to Vegas now.
Why?
Because I'll be like the old girl in the club.
No.
No, you're right.
But,
I don't come across that way, and I'm not creepy. So,
did you find us a sponsor so
no,
we can go?
No, someone emailed us. Actually, one of our listeners heard us talking yesterday and said that we could stay in his room. I don't really know who he is. I got to read the email more closely, but. Yeah, I'm sure we could hook it up. We want Menace and I want to go to Vegas. We want someone to sponsor us. We'll do shows from there. It's the CES Computer Electronics Show and the AVN Show, Adult Video.
We still got time. What is it? It's the 5th. We got, 10 days, right?
Yeah. Is it the 5th? It's the 10th to the...
Oh, it's the 10th?
Oh, the 12th. I don't remember.
I don't know.
We should go
but
to
we
Vegas.
Have time.
You and I in Vegas would be killer. I've been talking about every year going.
Why don't you just hit up one of your rich exes and say, we'll... I don't know. Talk about whatever they
do. Yeah, I'm sorry I dumped you and I don't give you blowjobs anymore, but would you mind funding my trip to Vegas? That would
with
be awesome.
With this other guy that
with
I hang
this other
with?
Guy, exactly. I'll find it. I'll make it work. If you really think you can make it work, I'll make it work.
Oh, I'd totally go.
Okay, cool. We'll do it.
I'm into last-minute trips.
Me too. Like you went to LA last minute. I love it. And Vegas is so fun, and I haven't been in a while, and I'll be the chick in the bar. That's fine. okay, we've got some sex in the news. Not a ton, because like we said, not a lot of celebrity stuff going on and whatever. But Chaz Bono is saving up for his official sex change.
Oh, man.
So he's revealed that he's saved up enough money and will undergo a sex change procedure. Because up until now, Chaz Bono, who's a woman, was taking all the... Mm-hmm. The pills to make you to start the surgery. But now, after proposing to his longtime girlfriend on the OWN network, the Oprah network, Being Chaz, you know, he has a show called Being Chaz.
Yeah.
The couple broke up recently. So he proposed and then they broke up.
And they've been together for 5 years.
But really, you're dating a woman who all of a sudden has no boobs and is going to get a penis or whatever. That's just bizarre.
Oh, you think because.
Yeah, he's meeting a woman. He proposes. He's becoming a man. Oh, no. Was he a lesbian? Wait, I don't get it. Was he gay? Because he's becoming a man, right?
Yeah.
She is becoming a man.
So the significant other, you think, was just attracted to women and now...
Maybe. But whatever it is, you're changing the whole thing. It's not like a haircut. It's like I'm getting my dick cut off or getting my dick added. So that's having that. Britney Spears got engaged over the holiday.
Oh, yeah.
To her boyfriend, Jason Trawick, what?
Yeah, keep it going. Have a good...
According to a close source, she wants a traditional Southern-style wedding with comfort food surrounded by her family, her two sons, and all of her childhood friends, as opposed to a Hollywood wedding. She's taking marriage very seriously this time. She's really turned her life around.
She has.
Don't you think? I mean, she was shaving her head and going crazy.
Yeah, but...
She's still, I'm sure.
She still has handlers.
But he's a good guy. Jason, he's an agent... Mm-hmm. At my agency, actually, and he's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. What were you going to say? You were going to add something.
So, I don't know if you have this else in the news about Justin Timberlake. Apparently, Justin Timberlake...
Got engaged.
Did you hear about that? Jessica Biel.
Yeah, but I heard it wasn't conclusive. So, he did get engaged for sure?
Well, they haven't locked it down as it...
They've been together
for
4 years.
Right?
Yeah.
But the news breaks.
Yeah.
And check this out. And people are saying that she did this to show up because the news is just going crazy.
Right, of course.
That, JT, that's JT, the man, getting engaged.
I love him.
They're saying that Britney Spears tweeted out, because she hasn't showed her engagement ring at all, that she posted her engagement ring on Facebook to make the news go crazy about her to outshine Justin Timberlake's news of getting engaged. Or it might just be a coincidence that it happened the same day.
Oh, because they dated years ago.
Yeah.
But I think that they...
That was her first love. She lost her virginity to JT.
Yeah. So they say, but then they said that she didn't really lose her virginity to him. That was a lie.
Really?
I think so.
They hooked up super young.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I remember that was years ago. So you think she still has a thing for him and she's trying to outshine him and all that? Didn't they get along? I don't know. Maybe. I could see that. I could totally see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what people are saying. It just happened to be on the same day.
I'm just happy she found a nice guy who she can trust and she's not shaving her head anymore and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah. And did you know who Justin Timberlake used to date when she was 22 and he was 15?
Who?
And they say you don't know?
No, I feel like I've heard this, but I don't remember who it was.
Fergie.
Oh, no way.
He was totally hooking up with him.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I did hear that before, but I remember hearing that he was dating someone older a while. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What else do you know?
They said that he lost his virginity to her.
What do you think of Fergie?
I like Fergie. I think she's talented.
You think she's hot?
I think that she's attractive.
Right. She has moments. Okay.
Oh, she has moments.
She has moments of being attractive. No, she's cute. She definitely is. I mean, come on. She's a celebrity. Whatever.
My assistant got in so much trouble today with women online. She posted the top 10 top 20 butterfaces. Like, so she picked 20 women and you know who the number one is? Is Sarah Jessica Parker.
Really?
People always back
on. What does butterface mean? Just ugly?
Butterface.
Butterface?
Everything looks good, butterface.
I've never heard of that.
How do you never heard of that?
That term has
been around for like 20 years.
Butterface. I love it.
Everything looks good,
so
butterface.
So who else is on there, Jessica?
Oh, my God. I can pull it up. It's so bad. It's
Sarah
so bad,
Jessica Parker's pretty. Why doesn't anyone think so?
Because women think she's pretty because she dresses nice.
Right, right. Clothes make the woman.
There's a website called Sarah Jessica Parker Looks Like a Horse, and then they take pictures of horses and her face. And
no, that's together. So mean.
It's very mean.
That's mean.
I don't condone it.
You're like, I don't condone it, but I go there every single day.
But somebody's going to make, you know.
Who else is a butterface on her
like
list?
Panda.com or some crap like that.
You do look like a panda.
Yeah, I got to work out. I have too much.
No,
more.
I didn't mean
who
that.
Else is on?
I just mean you're cute and cuddly.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, if you go to whitemenace.com, you can see the list. But yeah, it's,
butterface. It's pretty, that's mean. I would never want. If I was on that list,
yeah, but
I
would totally look at the list.
Totally. Like I want you to look at it now. Jesus.
I'm looking. I don't even know half these people, but I feel bad. And then they put. I thought Julia Lewis. She's like, I think
she's cute. Yeah.
She called her a butterface.
She just made it up, your assistant. She just went through women and trashed them.
Yeah.
That's not good for womankind.
I know. Women are pissed. They're commenting like crazy, like how upset
they
were.
She posted it on Facebook or on your website?
She posted it on my blog.
That's
hilarious.
Thank
God it has your name on it.
That's so funny.
I don't know. What, it's just like, okay.
Okay, who else?
Women trash. Okay, Mina Driver.
Mini Driver.
Mini Driver.
She's pretty.
Her face is kind of.
Okay, who
weird.
Else?
I don't know. Just.
Mini Driver's pretty. I mean, she hasn't been around in years.
It's funny because women bag on other women's looks all the time.
Yeah, but we don't want
tell
you
me
to.
That they don't.
I don't.
And if a guy bags, oh my God, you're sexist. Oh, you're the worst person on the planet and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I don't know. I think Julia Lewis is cool.
I do too.
Yeah. Some of them could be like super sexy because they have like nice
great
style
body and style and clothes can make the woman.
Tara
Reid is not cute.
She's fucking busted and she's a bitch. So
is she?
Screw her.
Yeah, I've met her before. She's not that cool and she's kind of messed up, right?
Yeah.
She's weathered. She's weathered because she partied her ass off. People, if you're listening in your 20s, it's all going to catch up to you. Seriously, like exercise, drink lots of water, and stay off those drugs, kids.
Oh my gosh, she put Kate Moss.
Kate Moss is pretty.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No, I think she's hot. She just, you know, she kind of has a little bit of a snaggle tooth, but that's it.
Like a snaggle tooth?
Like, am I teaching you like new
I've heard
terms?
Of snaggle tooth, but I think it's like a messed up tooth.
Like her tooth is a little messed up.
That's probably what makes her
hot.
She's
like one of the hottest women in the world.
I know. She makes more money than any model. Even after her cocaine scandal, she made so much money.
Yeah, I got to check my assistant I got to do a drug test on her. See.
Why?
No, I'm just saying for the people that she chose.
Right. That's funny. Is she on drugs or what? Yeah. Okay, we can get to some emails.
All right, what do you got?
I would like people to email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com anytime you would like to. And if you're a Friends with Benefits member, I just want to say that we really appreciate people who become Friends with Benefits members. It's $4.95 a month. It's like what is that? Like 5 cents a day, we figured out a while ago. It's nothing. It supports the show. We do 4 shows a week. And we have a whole new Friends with Benefits program happening in the new year that you'll be very happy about. And so thanks for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. At sexwithemily.com, there's also an Ask Emily page, whatever, icon that you could click on and emails through there. So this is from a 22-year-old virgin. 22-year-old virgin guy here. Never even kissed, dated, or had any romantic relationships, probably because I was brought up in a very conservative society. But being a male, I have a raging hormones, which makes me conflicted between imagining myself in a meaningful relationship or just a physical one. Question, where do I get started? This is from Madhu He's in Corpus Christi, Texas.
All right.
Okay, so you're a virgin, and I would say, first of all, no big deal. Like, there's a lot of people who lose their virginity later in life. So I think that one thing is virgin is like being – when you're older and you're a virgin, like, because you're a little above the age that most people lose their virginity, I think that you create this whole thing about sex and you elevate the sex to a whole new level. Like, I've got to be perfect and it's got to be this whole thing. So I would just try to be kind to yourself and try to just say, it's fine. So I'm still a virgin. I've got a whole life of sex ahead of me. So don't make it this whole stigma that you should already be knowing all these other things and that everyone else knows what they're doing and you don't. I don't think that's true at all. So I would say, where do you get started? I would just start dating. You practice by doing. None of us know how to do anything. You can't watch a movie on it. You can't whatever. And I would just get started with talking to women. Like, this is what we say in the show. It's for people, even if people like can't find dates or whatever, we always say just like practice talking to women. Because there's a lot of fear that men have around rejection with women. Say hi to the woman you see walking down the street, that old woman on the bus, the woman who serves you your coffee, whatever it is. Get comfortable with women and just talking to them and starting the banter. I mean, think about how you talk to your friends. Talk to a woman the same way. I mean, like, just in your comfort, in your comfortable, happy place. And then you'll start finding that there'll be more women that you're comfortable with, and then that could lead to the kissing and then the sex eventually. But I would just take away all the stigmas and all the things you're painting yourself with. Like, I'm a virgin. Not a big deal. Don't trip on it.
Yeah, you know where I get a lot of practice talking to women? You'll not believe it. It's calling customer service. Every time I get, like, a woman on the line, I say, hey, how you doing today? Oh, how is it there? And then
that's
I start
a good idea.
Busting out some jokes. Because right. At least you're not, you know, that's a good start. You're not face-to-face. You won't be nervous. Just say whatever. Who cares?
It's true. Just start practicing being around women. That's a good point. Customer service. I hate calling customer service.
So many women on customer service want to have sex with me by the end of the phone call.
I'll bet they do, honey. And then what if they saw a picture of you? Oh, my God.
They want to jump through the phone and give me
You're going to get your rebate or whatever you're calling for. No problem.
I get what I want.
But I would just say, where do you get started? I mean, you could also start dating online where you could just use your words. You know, you could start writing profiles, start meeting women for coffee. I mean, I would start, so don't think it has to move right into sex. Start dating, start going, like I said, going for coffee, going for walks, long walks on the beach or whatever, go to museums, do whatever, and just start hanging out with women. Like, don't even make it about sex. Like, start making some female friends. Slowly start and then build from there. But don't make it like you got to just go jump in the sack now and something's wrong with you, because nothing is wrong with you, 22-year-old virgin. Thanks for writing. Okay.
Yeah, have you ever watched The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yes, I've seen that movie a bunch. It's very funny. And she gets a hot chick, Catherine Keener. I mean, come on. It's a movie.
She's kind of a butterface.
She's not a butterface.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
She has a...
I think she's got a super cool vibe. I think she's got a great look. You're like, right, in other words, butterface? No, she's pretty. I like her.
She might need to fix the gap in her teeth a little bit.
In her teeth is what makes her sexy. Like, Madonna has a gap in her teeth.
I don't think Madonna's sexy. I've never thought she was sexy ever.
I know, but it's like her look. It's like a characteristic. It's like something that's like a little different. We all have our own original things.
I don't know. It was so funny one time. Not funny. Why are we bagging on people's looks? I don't like
doing
that. I don't
know. I'm
like,
yeah, that's so not who we are. But go ahead.
this one time, it was so funny. I was with my buddy and we're at a club and we see one of our other friends and we start talking to him and he had two girls with him. And we're like, wow, these girls are really hot. And then one of the girls opened her mouth and she had like the biggest gap ever.
Okay. Like, and it wasn't a hot gap.
It was not hot.
And you were done. Game over. I mean, I guess people could do things. I don't know. You're right. I did date someone recently. I got fixed up on a date and I couldn't get over his teeth.
Yeah.
I couldn't get over like
if you have bad teeth, and I apologize. Like, sometimes you can't, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
about it.
It's expensive
very,
to
very
get
expensive
it fixed, right?
Fix it. Yeah, but I would just save all my money and just
save
work on
all
that.
My money and work on my
because
teeth.
Because even if you're out of shape and you have a nice set of teeth, you can get laid. Man.
I know, it's true. Because when you mess up teeth, it's like we're thinking about kissing you, the whole thing. So, yeah. But it's funny because this guy that I went out with who had the bad teeth actually told me. Nothing ever happened, but he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get my teeth fixed over the holidays.
Because he knew.
Yeah, he knew. Do you think he knew? It's a bummer. Your whole life, you're like, I got bad teeth, so.
Yeah, I got a little gap because I didn't wear my retainer.
Retainer? I never even noticed you have a gap because you don't smile enough.
Yeah, I freak out about it all
you
the time.
You do? It's cute.
Let me
see it.
I want to get Invisalign.
Get Invisalign. Wherever it works. My brother had it. But you don't need it.
I never even noticed
your gap, and I've known you since the beginning of time.
I notice it all the time.
Does it bother you?
It does bother me.
Really? Yeah. I think it's so cute.
No.
I love your gap. I think you got to embrace your gap. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, next email, G-Spot. After 28 years of marriage, try to get that woman to let me find her G-spot. Whenever I try to get my fingers inside, she stops me. The way you think she acts, you think I was trying to steal her pot of gold. Keep up the great work, Rick in Maryland.
Well, that's her own problem.
No, yeah, that is her own problem. The G-spot is the bean. So anyway, if you want to know how to find the G-spot, I don't know why. Maybe it doesn't feel very good for her when you're sticking your fingers up there. But the best way to find the G-spot is through your fingers. Either she could use your fingers or you could use your fingers. But it's that bean-shaped spongy tissue that's above the – it's about the size of a quarter, and it feels rougher to the touch than the surrounding tissue. Some say it feels like an apricot pit. It's located about 1 to 2 inches back from the vaginal opening inside the front vaginal wall, and the front of the wall – the front wall is the wall of the vagina on the same side as her belly button. So does that make sense? And you do this come hither motion. You like stick your fingers inside and it's like up against where the belly button is, but lower, but like that same side, if that makes sense. So I don't know why she does that. After 28 years of marriage, you think she'd be like, do whatever.
Yeah.
But come if on you in, find buddy. Your G-spot, the Holy Grail, that would be amazing. I mean, that would be, I think she should let you do it.
Yeah, maybe, well, it's weird for me to say this, but maybe.
Sex toy.
Oh, God. You took it right out of my mouth.
I knew it. I can't believe it. But there are, and just so you know that, Rick, there are a lot of sex toys just for the G-spot.
Do you work on machinery? Maybe have, like, dirty hands and no. She's afraid.
Yeah, maybe wash your hands first. For sure, wash your hands first, sticking your fingers up, anything. Mm-hmm. But if you go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code Emily at checkout, you get 50% off most items. You get the Kim Kardashian DVD, sex tape DVD. And you can just go onto Adam and Eve and Google or search by G-spot vibrators. And there are vibrators that have a little curve at the top that are just for the G-spot.
Yeah.
And there's a G-spot book, G-spot handbook. There's a bunch of G-spot stuff. So good luck to you. Okay. And finding that G-spot. I wish you luck. Godspeed. Gay sex. Just wanted to send you an email. I just recently started downloading your podcasts, which I think are great, by the way. I do have a question, though. I write a lot of erotic stories, and a lot of them have to do with forced sex fantasies, including some about forced gay sex. I'm a straight male, but when I masturbate, I find I get off a lot quicker if I think about being ravaged by a group of men. Does this mean I'm bi, gay, or what? Again, I think your podcast is great. Steve, I don't think you're gay or bi or anything. I think it just means that that's what turns you on. A lot of people have fantasies and they don't define who they are. A lot of women have rape fantasies. A lot of women have whatever. But if you really – if you want to know – I mean, I don't – so again, having the fantasies does not make you gay or bi or anything. You're still a straight male. But does it ever make you wonder, like, are you curious about maybe experimenting with men? Like, do you think that it's something you want to do, or is it like, no, it is only a fantasy, I don't want to do it? So think about it more, like really, truly, truly, you don't have to tell anyone, but do you think you might want to experiment with men? But again, just because you have the fantasies are not all fantasies are meant to become reality. In fact, a lot of people have crazy fantasies when they're masturbating that they never would want to come true, ever. But that's what you think about. So it doesn't make you anything. It just means you have an active imagination and you get yourself off. So good for you. I wouldn't worry about it. That's what I got to say. Menace thinks about that all the time, too.
All the time.
Yeah, I mean, don't you have fantasies that you're like, I don't know if I want that to happen, but I'll have a fantasy about it?
Yeah, maybe like having sex with an ex. I'm like, I really wouldn't want to have sex with an ex.
Right, but it was really good.
But it was really good because there's like too much drama attached. I don't want to try to have sex with them again.
So when you're fantasizing, you're just thinking about her vagina.
Yeah, and how good it was at that time.
Right.
But I know that she is attached to that vagina and it's just
You can't just get the woman without the vagina. You can't get the vagina without the woman.
No, it sucks.
Bummer.
They have pocket vaginas that might be good.
They do have pocket vaginas. Yeah.
When are you going to release your own line of pocket vaginas?
It's on the list for 2017. The Emily pocket vagina, I think, would be a huge seller.
It would.
I know. Okay. Well, let's move into our topic. Let's move into our important topic. What to talk about and what you shouldn't talk about on a first date.
You should talk about exes, and you should talk about splitting the bill, and what else?
You're so funny. First of all, first dates, as we know, can be very painful for some people. Some people are like agonizing over first. We get a lot of emails about first dates. And in fact, in our survey that I want everyone to go fill out at my Facebook page, Sex with Emily, people worry about it. Like, what do you do? What do you say? What's the right thing? You want to come off as witty, funny, and charming, but you never want to come off like you're trying too hard. Especially for women, like the way we dress and whatever. We're like, oh, I want to look cute, but I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard. So start by the date. I mean, first of all, I would say you always want to show that you are really happy. Even if you're not happy and you had a bad day, no one wants to go out with somebody who's like, I hate my boss, I hate my life. Like, that stuff is just like boring. And I think if you don't know what to talk about, a great first date starter, and I've had guys say this to me too. They're like, so how was your day?
What's and then up? You just go crazy. Yeah. Well, this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then they're like, oh, phew, she's talking. I don't have to talk. And then I usually don't stop talking for the rest of the night. But you could just say, like, how was your day? What did you do today? I mean, it's kind of a great way to be like, rather than be like, so tell me about your family tree. I mean, just to say, like, how was your day is a way to get very, like, intimate quickly and get to know, not intimate, but you get to know a lot about the person. Like, what do they do? What's their day like? Ask them a lot of questions. We always know, like, you don't want to be the one who's dominating the conversation all the time. You want to ask a lot of questions. You want to say, like, you know, what kind about your family? Then you after you ask, how's your day? How's your family? How's your life? What do you like? What do you do? Where do you want to go on vacation next? Just ask a lot of questions. You don't want to be the one dominating. Because I think out of nervousness, a lot of guys and women talk about themselves in a nervous way because, like, they feel like they don't want to say, so they default to that. People mostly talk about themselves. People – and everyone likes talking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People really like talking about themselves a lot. So I think if you're asking questions, you are for sure going to get – it's already going to be off on a good start.
Yeah. And the best conversation to have is you not saying I – when hanging out with them. A girl told me that once.
What do you mean? Don't be like, I did this, I did that.
I. And sometimes it's hard for me because I want to keep the conversation going and they'll be talking about something and I feel I relate to a story that they're telling me and I really just want to say, oh yeah, I this, I
you're
that.
You're so right.
And I just need to hold back.
No, just kidding. Yeah. No, but it's true. It's true. Whenever people do that and they try to turn the tables, we do it to relate oftentimes. But those people can also be seen as narcissists. If there's people who always turn the conversation back to them, oh, that happened to me once. And you're right. Mm-hmm. We're doing it from a place of like, I want to connect with you, but let them finish their story. Like, don't jump in with your own story because it's actually not that interesting. Think of how annoying it is when people do that. I think that girl was right. She's absolutely right. So just remember to be relaxed, be natural, and have fun. Again, in your mind, if you got to go to a place where you're like, oh, I'm just like hanging out with my friends, like just try to get to that pure place where you feel like most yourself. Like I often do that. I think about who am I most myself with? With my family, I'm totally myself. When I'm in Michigan, I'm 100% Emily. There are certain girlfriends that I'm with or guy friends where I'm completely myself. And if you can kind of like get into that place where you feel in your body, you close your eyes and you think, what does that feel like to be in that place with these friends or like with your family? And try to get into that vibe of you being that person that's the most comfortable, your most comfortable self. Okay, what you shouldn't talk about on the date, your ex.
Number one is ex.
Number one is ex. If you talk bad about them, it seems that you're not over them. If you talk about us, how awesome they are, it also seems like you're not over them. You probably cannot talk about a neutral way about your ex, so don't even try. And I don't think it's pertinent first date information. I don't think that we need to know anything about your ex. I don't want to think about your ex. You don't want to hear about my ex. We just start to like trip, our mind trips. We remember every detail. Don't bring up your past relationships on the first date. It's good to go out. It's good to talk about what you do for a living. That's important. But do not go on a rant about what you hate about your boss or your job. Again, all the negativity. I'm not saying that you need to pretend because we all have negative things in our life and things we want to complain about. But the first date, I'm not saying you're supposed to fake it, but that's just not interesting to people, the complaining and the negativity. So just tell them what you do for a living or whatever, or don't get into the negative stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because it's so boring. And then you just think this person's like a victim.
And I know it's hard to keep the conversation going when you're not talking about yourself because I'm so interesting, you know? So it's really hard for me not just to talk about myself.
I know.
Myself.
I'm like, God, you're so boring. I know that if I talk right now, you'll be floored and I'm so interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't been in a first date. I know. You haven't
I'm
been
joking.
In a first date in a while, have you?
No. But I'm really good at conversating, I think.
Conversing?
Yeah, conversing when I'm on the first date.
Yeah.
I know there is like a few minutes of weirdness when I first hang out with somebody. I'm like, okay, all right, where do I go? How do I
want to be fly in the wall with you on a date.
Oh, I'm amazing. I'm so much fun.
Yeah, the last time you went on a date was like 2006, but no. I'm sure you were amazing.
I hang out with people all the time that can be considered dates, I
right.
guess.
I know you do. Yeah, but you just don't tell us about it, which is annoying.
What?
I just don't get
tell
enough information.
About the date that you went on.
I didn't have one, really, but I would tell you about it. Okay, it's fine to talk about your aspirations and successes in life and all that stuff, but don't boast and brag. So I think that's something, a huge turnoff for me and for a lot of women or men, I think, is when people feel that they need to brag, they need to drop names, they need to talk about their college GPA, their how much they make for a living. And that stuff, to me at least, is not impressive. I don't want to know that stuff because it just automatically feels like you're bragging and boasting. And that's not attractive. I remember a guy telling me once, like on the first date, he was like, yeah, my Rolls Royce. He was telling me his Rolls Royce. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's, I had a problem parking it in the what? I'm like, check,
sure,
please.
Sure, he wasn't joking?
No, he wasn't. He was like talking about his Rolls Royce that he had. Not that he was driving it, or something about his Rolls Royce in his driveway at home or something. You knew that he was just saying that to impress me, and I couldn't have been less impressed. I couldn't have been more annoyed. Like, I don't care the Rolls Royce. I'm not going to drop my drawers right now because you're Rolls Royce. I don't give a shit. Okay.
To bring it back, though.
Bring it back.
I totally hate it, and you brought this up, where people cut you off when you're talking. I hate that.
I hate that, too. I
hate that.
And although we do it all the time to each other.
Yeah, but that's okay because we're doing a show. Kidding. But if I'm in a setting where I'm trying to talk to somebody and then they cut me off while I'm talking, I totally just don't even – I leave.
You mean in life or when you're dating?
Immediately leave.
Right.
Yeah, and just like social circles and stuff like that when I'm like at a bar with a bunch of people and I'm trying to talk
it's
to somebody.
It's rude.
And they, yeah, cut me off. I'm done.
I'm trying hard not to cut you off.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, when can I talk?
Go.
Okay, don't use pet names right away.
Why
don't
not?
Say babe, baby, honey, sweetie to anyone too soon. I have a hard time with this because I call everyone honey, sweetie, and baby like all the time. If someone gave me a cup of coffee, thanks, sweetie. But it is a little weird on a first date. Like I don't do it on first dates. And I actually had an issue with a guy that I went out with on – it was our second date, and he babed me. He prematurely babed me. It was our second date, and he buzzed my door. I have a buzzer in my apartment building, and I said, who is it? And he's like, hey, babe, I'm downstairs. I'm like, babe, did you just prematurely babe me? Like yeah. that, we still babe me. It's our second date. I'm not your babe. It really annoyed me. So don't use pet names too quickly.
I usually call him shithead.
Hey,
like,
bitch.
But in a loving way. I don't call him bitch. If there's a girl that I really like, I don't call him bitch. Like my girlfriends, I won't call him a bitch. At all. I'll never, no matter how crazy of a fight we get into, I'll never call him bitch.
Do you call him anything?
Crazy? Yeah, crazy. They don't like that. Girls
no,
don't like to be
we don't
crazy.
Like being called crazy because we know crazy, we're crazy, so gosh. We don't need you to tell us.
Yeah, but I really refrain from calling him a bitch.
That's nice of you, honey.
I'll call him a bitch like when they're not around.
Of course. Second they leave, you're like, that bitch left. Thank God she walked out the door. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's a good idea not to call him a bitch. Thanks. That's good. Okay. Most people say that you should not debate politics and religion on the first date.
Of course. But if they're like crazy into that and you're not, then you should end it right there.
Yeah, it's true. And politics and religion are so divisive. And maybe you'll end up with a Republican if you're a Democrat. But if you start debating it on the first date and you get into all that stuff, you're just not going to be connecting on a different level. You're just going to be so strung out by the fact that they're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever it is that
yeah,
you shouldn't talk
I
about.
I have girls that try to talk politics to me. And me, I just go with whatever I like. It doesn't matter what party it is.
Right.
And that always gets me in trouble.
Yeah. Just be careful talking about those kind of things. I mean, if you think on the first date, it's really about showing who you are and your personal, like, you know, just what you do every day, what your job is, what you like, what turns you on and just in life. And talking about politics and religion is much, much more of an intellectual – you can't have an intellectual conversation, but it's much more of a divisive thing to
you
talk
think
about.
I was like Republican almost the way I talk sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I could see that.
Hippies.
Yeah.
Hate hippies.
But I'm a hippie.
On, yeah, but I probably hate like some of your political views.
Yeah, maybe. We've never talked politics.
No, but I'm not.
Let's do it.
I'm not
tomorrow.
A Republican. No? You want to talk politics? What do you want to? I just talk about crazy laws.
I just want to talk
That's
about
all
sex.
I hate. I don't
crazy
know.
Laws like in San Francisco. We have crazy yeah. laws like they ban Happy Meals and plastic bags.
Yeah, I hate that kind of crap.
I know, me too.
It's America. If I want a plastic bag, give it to me.
Like, do you know that if you cannot get a plastic bag in this town, like to save your life, you can't get a plastic bag. Like, it's all paper bags because we outlawed plastic bags and Happy Meals.
That's why I need to live in Chinatown because they don't care about the laws.
No, I know. They have plastic bags everywhere in Chinatown.
Like,
it's so funny. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Plastic bags all day in Chinatown.
It's so true. They always have their plastic bags, but other places like Walgreens, wherever. Okay. And the next thing is, should you talk about sex on the first date? This is controversial. Many people say no, and it's too much too soon and might scare your date. What do you think about that? I think that sex on the first date, I don't think you should talk about what you like and what you don't like. On my first dates, I always talk about sex because it's my job and I don't actually like it, but it comes up all the time.
I'll give you a sign to let you know if it's okay that you talk about sex on your first date.
What's a sign?
If you're at a bar, if you're drinking, you can talk about sex. That's fine.
But what are you going to say about sex?
I mean, I'm saying you already know the type of lady that you're with.
Right.
It's open forum that you can talk about sex.
Right.
Believe me.
But don't do anything raunchy. Like, this one time I had a threesome.
No uptight chick is going to go to a bar on her first date.
That's not true.
If
I'm going out with a guy and he's like, let's go to a bar, I'd go to the bar.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you are the type of chick that
But you think uptight women don't go to bars?
I'm not – uptight women don't go to bars on a first date.
I don't think that's true. What if it's after dinner and you say, let's go to a bar?
Okay, then I'm telling you
I know
right
you're
now,
saying it's kind of your litmus test for women.
I'm like telling you right now. It's fine.
Okay.
If she smokes –
You and the smokers.
You smoker.
What do you think?
She's
women
down
with
to smoke. Talk about sex.
Women who are smokers and with tattoos.
Women
you said?
That have. It could be separate. It can be separate, or it could be the trifecta that they have all three. But the number one thing is, if they drink, they're down. If they have tattoos, they're down. If they smoke, then they're down. There's three things.
Down for what? Talking about sex.
Down to get down.
Down to get down that night.
Yeah.
They're going to be the one night wonder.
Well, no, you have a larger chance of hooking up with them that night. But if you're hanging out with a girl that has one of those three characters, then you're going to sleep with her a lot faster than a girl that doesn't have those.
Is this your own scientific study?
It is fact.
Really?
It is fact.
That is so interesting.
I've expressed this to many people and they totally
You should
agree.
Post that on your Facebook page. I want to know. People like what you say. I think that's interesting.
My sponsors wouldn't like me right now.
No, so they wouldn't. Okay, be
nice.
Careful. Don't do it. So,
when I have no sponsors, you notice I get really raunchy and like filthy with my
language. You're always raunchy and filthy. How can I tell the diff?
No, but I'm worse when,
okay.
You know.
I mean, I've had these dates lately where, I was going on a bunch of blind dates a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. A bunch of, just not, they weren't all blind, but they were just new dates, new guys. And the problem is I just wrote the book. So they're like, what's going on? I heard you wrote a book, Hot Sex. Oh, okay. Yeah. What's it about? Oh, it's about hot sex. 200 things you can try tonight. So
it's about
I know
Poundtown.
It's about Poundtown. That's hilarious. So I know that I have to automatically go into sex. And then they always ask me, are guys intimidated by you? Are you really into sex? Are you whatever?
Yeah.
So
can
I
we
actually have to
now?
Like, yeah, exactly. So I have to endure it during my first date all the time. But
sucks.
that's my life. I chose my career. No one had a gun to my head and said become a sexpert.
Yeah, you should totally just like pick up on some dude at like 7-Eleven and then don't even tell him what you do. Just say
I actually
you're a
don't,
school teacher or something.
Exactly. I actually would like to not tell guys what I do right away, but it's hard if they because everyone Googles everyone. But it would be great to not lead with I have a sex talk show. Like, I'm a school teacher. Could I pass for a school teacher or like a
– Yeah, you can do a school teacher, like kindergarten school – teacher or something like that.
I love children.
Just say your name is like Emily Doris or something. My name is Emily Doris. And this say later on say, they heard you wrong. You know?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Emily.
Because I don't want to lead with the sex
teacher.
Thing because then the guys are thinking, tattoo, tramp stamp and whatever. Stamp drinking and smoking. If you're a sex person,
yeah.
they think they're gonna go to Pound Town too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I ain't going to Pound Town.
How about okay. This is where you're only halfway lying, All right. You can say that you're a teacher because you are a teacher.
I'm a teacher, too. You're a teacher, I'm an educator. Right? I'm an educator,
yeah.
Right?
Leave the sex part out. You're an educator, and your name is Emily Doris, but they heard you wrong. See, right. That's where you kind of
okay.
Got to lie.
That's good.
Bit.
Thank you. I'm going to do that next time I go on a date, which who knows when it'll be. Okay, everyone. That's what we got for you today.
It was quite entertaining. I'll get you that 8 things.
Yeah, we'll post
with
it.
Your body language.
But I don't want the butterface thing because I think that's just mean and wrong.
Yeah, go to.
But I learned a lot of new terms today.
Butterface,
I like Poundtown.
Poundtown, butterface, and snaggletooth.
I've heard snaggletooth. I just didn't think that Kate Moss had a snaggletooth. She wouldn't have made hundreds of millions of dollars with an ugly snaggletooth.
Well, it does make her hot. That's
right.
What's going on? Yeah.
So whatever. She's not a butterface. Butterface. Hilarious.
I didn't call her a butterface. All right.
I know. It was your assistant. But go to whitemenace. What is it?
.com. Yeah. You can see it.
Okay, everyone. Remember to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Sex with Emily and Menace is White Menace and do all those fun things. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me. Feedback@sexwithemily.com.